All right, let's do a little bit of a mini camp blitz right now, and we'll start with the Dolphin quarterback Ryan Tannehill off the field after practice this afternoon. He was asked about building chemistry with his new big weapon on the outside, Mike Wallace.
It's fun. It's fun to always think, you know, I got to get it out there. You know, I think the first couple of days I not completely underthrew, but made him slow up a step. And when you have a speed guy like that, you don't want to be able to slow him up. You want to let him hit that last gear and separate at the end. So that's the things I'm working on right now with him.
That's got to be about the most fun thing in the world if you're a quarterback, knowing that, I just put it out there, he'll go and get it.
You know, and I guess you can see why Marino loved, you know, his receivers. Like, you know, he loved his receivers so much. Again, you know, Dupe and Clayton. So when you really look at it, it's all about getting the things that you want. And Ryan Tannehill definitely has that speed guy that you can just throw the ball up to and allow him to run under. And like you said, you're trying to get that timing down. You don't want to slow him down. You want him to actually kick into another gear and leave that defensive back. So it's going to take some time to get this timing down. But ultimately, this is where you get that timing in. You know, it comes – with the OTAs, it comes with the, you know, off the field stuff that you do. It comes with all the little extra work that you do that's not seen by, you know, the reporters. That's where all that's going to come from. But also getting out prior to the game and working on those things as well. When you saw Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison, that's where a lot of those repetitions come from as well, making sure that they got on the same page. So I think if Ryan Tannehill can do this, I think, you know, him and Wallace can be a lethal receiving quarterback duo.
He's just trying to see how fast the Bugatti can go. I mean, would you get a new car, the first thing you want to do, how quickly can I get to I-75? And just drop it into the last gear and see how far I can go. And you know, and I think that's all they're trying to do. I think they're just trying to get, you know, that chemistry, that timing, that understanding of one another. And that happens on the football field. That happens with reps. And that's what they're trying to do right now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, so from the guy we were talking about to the guy himself, Mike Wallace, after practice today, he talked about the fact that you know, where he came from in Pittsburgh, he was always one of the younger guys in the wide receiving room and on the team. That's no longer the case.
I just have to lead more, lead by example more, and, you know, not just go out and think I can just play my game and that'll be all I need to do. You know, out there we had so many great leaders that, you know, I didn't really have to say too much. I didn't really have to do too much, just go out and do my job. But here, you know, I have to do my job and motivate at the same time. You know, I said what I had to say there, but, you know, that wasn't really my role. You know, we had so many older guys who were, like I said, great leaders, great motivational guys that I didn't have to do that. But here, you know, I'm one of the oldest guys on the team, and I'm still young. So, you know, it's definitely a different approach, but, you know, I embrace it.
He is embracing it. And you can see Mike Wallace, he is really enjoying himself here. I think he likes kind of being the big guy and the big free agent acquisition. He likes, you know, being put in this leadership role. And if you listen to him, he's been trained for it. When he got to Pittsburgh earlier, he said Hines Ward was there, and then Antoine Randall-L was there. He always had a guy that was a little bit older, you know, somebody around 30, 31, 32 years old in that wide receiver room that was the guy. And he watched that, and he learned from that, and now he's getting the opportunity to be that guy. And not everybody, you know, wants that. But you can tell he's ready to relish this situation.
Ultimately, you know, he's come full circle. You know, when you're that young guy and you're sitting in those meeting rooms and you have those older guys who are leading, now you're just able to, you're too busy trying to learn the craft and understand how to be a professional. And then each and every year, once you become, you know, that professional, now you're letting your athletic ability ultimately take over, and you're doing the things that you need to do out on the football field. And when you become that big free agent acquisition, now you look around the room and you're one of the older guys and have the most experience. Now it's time for you to pass along some of the things that you learn from those guys. And it's always good to be that guy, because, you know, these younger receivers are going to one day start and talk about Mike Wallace. And that's always a good thing. You know, he's a high-priced free agent. He's a guy that's making a lot of money. A lot of eyes are on him. And to me, I don't think there's really any pressure. I think this is exactly where he wanted to be in this type of position. That's making a lot of money, and that's being the number one receiver on a good and upcoming football team.
And Troy, it happens overnight. It's not something that you see coming. Usually it just happens one day. I remember when I was in Washington, I came in. I mean, I was a young guy. I was drafted there. I was the follower. And I'm following, the guys in the linebacker room. Whatever they did, I did. I knew my boundaries. When they spoke, I was quiet. But when I came to the Dolphins, it was a completely different thing. Now, all of a sudden, this is my fourth year. Now, all of a sudden, I'm an older guy in the locker room, and now I have a voice. And it just happened. It wasn't something that I was, necessarily prepared for, but I was able to watch the guys previously, and I was able to understand, okay, what did they do? How did they fit in those roles? And really, as a leader on the team, your number one role is to get those young guys to catch up to where you are. So if you're, I was primarily a special teams guy. My number one role is to get those guys that I knew that was going to be running next to me, or I was going to be depending on to make my blocks and make my tackles, making sure that they understand what they need to do and catch them up quickly. And all it did allow me to be successful. The more they were successful, the more I was successful. So that's all a leader is just to help the team catch up fast. That's at the end of the day, that's all they do.
I don't think there's any question that – and look, you know this, and it's the same in your workplace, whatever that is, as it is in an NFL locker room. But there are guys that they shy away, from that leadership role. It's just not their thing, and it is what it is. But Mike Wallace, not one of those guys. You can tell he's really embracing it, and he's kind of excited about this opportunity. One of the questions we get a lot is about installation and the playbook and how much of the playbook is being installed at a given point in the off season. And Mike Sherman was asked that question, the offensive coordinator, coming off the field after practice today, and his answer might surprise you.
We probably have about 95% of what we're going to do during the season. We do way too much in these camps, but there's a reason for that. When we come back to preseason, we cut it back a little bit, but we want to be able to draw things off a shelf that we've already built. And so pretty much what we're going to do is a lot of the stuff the kids say, why are we doing this now? But it has relationships maybe to New England, maybe to what Buffalo is going to play or the Jets are going to play or Cleveland or Indy. And so we'll be able to pull things off of the shelf. So we've done a lot more. I mean, they have like 5 game plans worth of information at their disposal right now, whereas it's cut. When we play a game, it's 1/5 of what we're doing. So I think they'll be relieved when we get to game week and they won't have to practice all this or remember all this stuff on the spot.
95% of the playbook has been installed. We're 6 weeks from training camp. 95% of the playbook has been installed, and you heard it there. Certain things that go well against New England, certain things that go well against Indy, certain things that go well against Cleveland. They're crushing them now with the hopes, as you heard Mike Sherman say, that when the game week rolls around and the bullets are live, things can come a little bit more quickly and easily.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's a great way of thinking. But also, I think as a offensive guy, if you understand the concepts, you understand what position you're in, you understand the concepts, the route concepts, and all those things. I think it's a lot easier to understand this offense. I mean, the language may be a lot, it may be wordy, but if you understand the concept, I think anybody on this football team will be able to pick it up. And ultimately, it's about how many reps you get between now and the first game. Because ultimately, when you're out there on that football field, you're practicing. You it may not seem like that, but you're practicing for those games. You're looking at different things that or their tendencies or what they do in a base defense. So it's a lot of preparation that goes into each practice. And when you look at Coach Sherman and you look at this coaching staff, they think, they're thinkers, and those guys they try to stay way ahead of the curve. So I like the way that they think, and I like everything that they're doing, and it's a great time to have 95% of your playbook already in, and with that other 5% is ready to come.
Yeah, I like it, and again, it'll be easier then, the theory goes, when everything counts, and that's obviously the main point of all of it. All right, good stuff there from Mike Sherman, Ryan Tannehill, and Mike Wallace.